and laughter and coffee with Renee Bernard, women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
Woo! Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. Tonight on the program, I have New York Times best-selling author. Do you ever get tired of hearing that, Allison? Ever?
Is that like No, it's fun? Kind of exciting.
It is kind of fun. Okay, I'm sorry. New York Times best-selling author Allison Brennan is on the program tonight. Yay! Yay!
Yay!
And Sheila has called in too. So you know, I think that's so fun. It's always fun when I have somebody else. She's like my Ed McMahon sometimes.
Right. Right.
You're like my
now, Ed if I would only bring you a check for $1 million.
Ooh. Well, Sheila's in charge of that, so we'll have to discuss it with her later.
Well, I heard you had Allison Brennan coming, and it's like, oh, well, I have to call into that show because I love Allison Brennan.
You do pick some pretty interesting shows about it. I have to say, I am a recent new fan. Reading so little, it's terrible how illiterate I am, and Sheila gives me a hard time because I really should know who to be scared of and all that stuff, but I'm oblivious. And I just basically stumbled across your blog, which is Murder, She Writes. And is that right? Did I get the name of the blog right?
Yes, oh, MurderSheWrites.com.
MurderSheWrites.com, everybody.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's www.AllisonBrennan.com, everybody. And that's AllisonBrennan. So there. Anyway, I stumbled across your blog, and it was through Murder, She Writes that I sort of had like a little mini crush develop right away. Because, well, obviously you're a phenomenal. I mean, because I was like, oh, I think I'm going to love this woman's books. But even more importantly, I'm like, I'm just in love with this woman. And you just wrote about self-doubt and going through a tough time, and as a writer, I felt like I was sitting at the feet of the master, and I just thought, you know what, I'm going to try to touch the hem of her garment, I'm going to give her a call, and see if she'll come on the program, because you were so fun and funny about such a tough thing, which is, you know, the retro-engineering while we're trying to engineer that can often go on when you're writing.
Yeah. The doubt demons, yep.
The doubt demons. And I just, I don't know, I just think you brilliant, girl. That's all I'm going to say. So,
I bared my soul out on that blog and talked about all my fears and neuroses, and now you think I'm brilliant.
I think see how that works? Isn't that amazing? I'm betting that wonderful demonstration of your weaknesses is probably going to garner, I hope, lots of great attention and buzz for you. And I'm going to ask, because it's totally not related, but I was asking the pre-show, but I'm going to ask on the air, that's really your little guy in that picture facing those boys that are like three times his size.
Yeah, my youngest plays. Actually, I have two boys. They both play football, and I was nervous about putting my little guy in, but he needs to burn energy because he just has tons of energy. So I put him in. He's 7 years old, but he's one of the littlest guys, and he was brave. He hated playing, but he was brave, and he just faced these big guys on the field. They're all 6, 7, and 8 year olds, but I don't know. Those guys look like we were playing a farming community. Sparta.
And
I was like, well, they must like feed their boys something special because they're all huge.
Those are corn fed. There's something going on with those boys.
Yeah, those boys are definitely the future linebackers of America.
Well, my advice, especially in this difficult economy with the publishing industry going as it is, I think you should copyright very quickly that picture and be selling that as a screensaver, because that is just one of the cutest pictures I have ever seen in my life.
Well, thank you.
Sheila, have you seen this? Are you with this on the murder sheet? Are you looking this up, or are you?
I'm getting ready to look that up.
Okay,
so it's my last post on Murder, She Writes, and it's
Fear the Monster.
The last picture of it. In fact, you know what I'll just do is I will just go ahead and I'll retweet that.
There you go.
Article, so that if anybody's on Twitter, they can see what we're talking about, because it's the my doubt blog, my Spearing the Monster blog.
Well, I just love the image. I think as a writer, sometimes you just feel like you're that guy in the game. You're trying to be brave, and you just feel very out maneuvered and out muscled and out everything. And I just thought that was spectacular and so much fun. But I will now ask. By the time Sheila will find it, and then she'll break in with a oh. But I also wanted to touch base about the Lucy Kincaid series, and it just looks like way too much fun to be legal. Are you having fun with this, and are you you're excited? The next one comes out in April, and the last was If I Should Die. The titles are really kind of scary. If I Should Die is the most recent. That came out in November, and next is Silenced, and it's the Lucy Kincaid series. And how's it going?
I love it. It's different. I like writing about one character and growing with a character who she started young. In the first book, she was 24. She was applying to the FBI Academy. She has a huge backstory. And I like having a character that I can grow with, and that she has a boyfriend who she meets in the first book. And each book takes the relationship a step further, but it's not completely 100% resolved at the end of the book. And I really like it because, to me, it's very true to life. And they both have very complex paths. And and I like their conflict is very natural. Because Lucy's very law and order. She's raised in a military and law and order family, and Sean isn't. And so I'm kind of excited to see how they get through some of their problems. I was going, how are they going to do this? This is so great. I mean, I was like, I have no idea. I don't even know until I'm done with revision how they resolve some things.
Well, that's good to know. That's good to know that you're okay.
And I think one of the things I really like about writing it, in my romantic thrillers, I mean, because I always have been heavy on the suspense, but I've always had the resolution of my characters by the end of the book. You know, they know that they're going to be together, whether they get married or not, I don't know. But they're going to be together by the end of the book. And everything's very black and white. You know, the good guys are good guys and the bad guys are bad guys. In the Lucy series, I get to explore more of the shades of gray. You know, not everybody is 100% good or evil. And so I've been having kind of fun, you know, being able to do that.
But that's so much more fun and more true to life. I think the psychotic, whatever. But a lot of villains, they have a cause, or they have a true goal they're trying to, or there's some more going on than just, you know, the rubbing of the hands and the twiddling of the mustache. You know, they have to truly believe, some of them, that they are the good guys, that theirs is the, you know, they should win. And it just
Absolutely.
Makes it so much more compelling.
And in fact, I give a workshop sometimes on the villain's journey, because I read a Christopher Vogler's book, The Writer's Journey, which I just love. He said to the effect, the villain is the hero of his own journey. And I always keep that in mind. Any one of my characters, I have to say, okay, they have to believe in what they're doing. Yes, there are truly evil people out there, and I've written about pure sociopaths, you know, people that have absolutely no desire except for their, you know, to hurt other people. But
sure.
I really like exploring the reasons behind why people do what they do, like a vigilante killer. I mean, you can kind of sort of understand why somebody might want to kill child predators. I mean, child predators need to be, like, castrated and tortured and, you know.
We're all,
to
I was going
to
say, who's really going to get the, absolute. And villains, sometimes, I don't know about you, but as I'm, I feel like sometimes I'm on the bus, I'm not necessarily driving the bus, as stories evolve, villains are just compellingly fascinating and sometimes a little sexy. I don't know if it's the bad boy thing or just, but sometimes they're actually just really, I don't know if it's their wounded past or something's going on. I'm not really sure, but there's a lot of great stuff to be mined. And so many authors, I think, miss that opportunity. by making them two-dimensional and skipping right over. But you are not, and I am glad to hear that. Oh, my. So I hate to say it, but I know that Lucy Kincaid is going to get through Silence because there's two more books on the webpage after that. So I feel now I feel safe to read the first few, because they do look scary. So I'm like, it's okay. There's other books. So I know Lucy's going to get through. So
I can read
Kiss Me, Kill Me.
My story promise is always that the hero and the heroine are going to live. They're going to live and survive by the end of the book, because I do write romantic thrillers. I do like to have that happy or happy-ish ending, because there has to be hope. You know,
yes.
I have to have the hope. And otherwise, why, you know, would these people do what they do? I mean, they risk their lives to help others. Why would they do that if there was no hope? So I have to have that hope at the end of the book that justice will be served. Now, a lot of bad things happen, but
yeah.
Yes,
but, no, it's
survive.
A rough,
I'm not gonna
it's
kill
a
her off.
Gritty, it's a gritty, scary world out there, and I think that the genre as a whole, it's all about belief and hope. And at the end of the day, you know, you want to give your reader a little something to hold on to.
Well, and I, you know, the Lucy Kincaid character seems to have you've really kind of found this excellent character. People really love to follow her.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think it is about this character that brings the readers back time and again?
Ooh, good question, Sheila. Good question.
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I mean, I'm glad people like her.
Yeah, Allison
likes
her. What more do you need?
Yeah, I think it's because she's not a victim, and even though she has a lot of doubt about her abilities and about her, she constantly is questioning her theories. Like when she's facing, you know, a crime or a situation, she's constantly self-doubting herself, but she still goes out there and puts herself on the line. And her doubt stems from her past, and it also stems from whether or not she can trust her judgment, but she
mm-hmm.
still does it. And she still goes out there and risks herself and her emotions. She is a little bit closed emotionally because it's hard for her to let people in, but at the same time, you know, she's willing to do what it takes. And I think that's one of those things that everybody has a fear. Everybody is scared of doing new things or even just going on the job, whatever job they have. But you do it anyway.
Wow.
And because it has to be done. It's sort of like childbirth, you know. When you're pregnant and you're about to go in the hospital, you think, okay, you know what, I don't really want to do this because I know this is going to be painful and I think I'm done. Can the baby just stay there? I'll be fat for the rest of my life. But, you know, but you realize, okay, I got to go through it. I got this far. I'm just going to have to push it out and deal with it, you know. And I think
ladies,
that, you know, people have that.
Can you believe it? Oh, my God. Oh, see how quickly it goes? I warned everyone. I warned you all how quickly it goes. All right. I got to tell you, I feel like I've uncovered my own little, I don't know, it's just a gold mine. Everybody, AllisonBrennan.com, the Lucy Kincaid series. Oh, my goodness gracious. The next book is Silence, but you've got a little time to catch up and read the first four first. So go out and get them all. And then in April, please pick up Silenced. And by all means, stop by Murder, She Writes, because, oh, Lord, I've never loved a blog more, I don't think. Anyway, well, except for, never mind. All right.
Thank you for having me.
This was fun. You have to come back, okay? And everybody,
oh, sure.
Thank you so much for joining us with Allison. And I know we're crazy, but that's why you love us. And we will see you next Tuesday, I hope, for more canned laughter and coffee, where we've tricked, more people. I don't know how we keep doing it. We've tricked more writers into coming on the show. So join us next Tuesday, and everybody have a safe week, and we'll see you soon. Good night.
Good night.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe, and welcome to our circle.